Today we'll continue our exploration of Zhao Zhou's teaching. In almost all of Zhao Zhou's koans, his remarks are short and pithy, just a word or two that can open the mind of one who is ready, or completely overthrow an entrenched notion or attachment. But as we know from Yunmen Shitstick and others, such skillful means can also be somewhat shocking, maybe even scandalous. A monk asked, "What is that which is spiritual?" The master said, "A puddle of piss in the Pure Land." The monk said, "I ask you to reveal it to me." The master said, "Don't tempt me." Alan Watts said that there is more spirituality in a tomato than all the high-flown phrases like Buddha nature pervades the whole universe. The moment you start making comparisons about what is holy, what is worthy, you're lost. The ultimate way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing. Zhao Zhou often quoted this first line from the verses on the faith mind by Sung Tsang. There are three cases in the Blue Cliff record in which this is addressed. Last time we looked at case number 57 in the Blue Cliff record, Zhao Zhou's Throughout Heaven and Earth. Today, we'll look at case number 58, Zhao Zhou's Not Explaining. A monk said to Zhao Zhou, "You so often quote the words, 'The ultimate way is not difficult, just avoid picking and choosing.' Isn't that your point of attachment?" Zhao Zhou said, "A monk asked me that same question once, and 5 years later he couldn't forgive himself." Here again, we have a monk challenging Zhao Zhou over that phrase from the Faith Mind verse. "You so often quote the words, 'The ultimate way is not difficult, just avoid picking and choosing.' Isn't that your point of attachment?" We know that Zhao Zhou says that a lot. And this monk asks if it has become an attachment, a habit, a substitute for real practice. It is certainly possible to become attached to words and phrases. Sayings may point to the great matter, but they become traps if one doesn't bother to look beyond them. When one works on mu or hu, as most of us have for years, there is the danger of it becoming a mantra, something repeated mechanically, while the mind wanders as it will. We all have to be alert for that, whatever our practice is. The masters were very careful not to let that happen. In case number 30 of the woman Guan, Ma Zu said, "This very mind is Buddha." In case 33, he said, "Not mind, not Buddha." As soon as you become comfortable, habituated, the teacher's job is to turn the tables, yank the rug from under your feet. Do not create a nest. Aitken called these things habituation. A nest can crop up anywhere. We fall into habits of action, speech, and thought that become part of our persona, and it's all too easy to identify with them. They can center around a job, relationships, even around your zazen, even in Sechem. Maybe especially in Sechem. After the first few Sechem, we gain a certain amount of experience. Maybe even some insight. And we become old hands, the senior practitioners. We know when lunch is. We know how many rounds are left until exercise, and on and on. That's not practice. Do not stop. There is no place to hang your hat. Nothing to be, no reference point. And how many koans, mundo, and other tales do we hear? Something like the monk bowed. He got it, but the master immediately whacks him one. That's nice, but keep moving. Every breath, every mo, every who, every moment of sitting is brand new, never seen before, never to be seen again. The monk said to Zhaozhou, "You so often quote the words, 'The ultimate way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing.' Isn't that your point of attachment?" Is this monk asking a serious question? Or is he just trying to make trouble? Either way, he shows some real guts to come forth like that. But this is Zhaozhou. And while we don't put him on a pedestal, neither do we assume that he has fallen into a trap. We have to consider carefully. The ultimate way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing. How often has he said that? Does it matter if it is the first time or the 1,001st time? How often has he said, "Have a cup of tea"? How often did Zhu Zhe raise a finger? Are these attachments? I like to say things like boneheaded persistence. Is that my attachment? Zhaozhou said, "A monk asked me that same question once, and 5 years later, he couldn't forgive himself." This particular line is one for which there are many, many translations, some of which are contradictory. Here are some other versions. "A monk asked me the same question once, and for 5 years I haven't been able to apologize for it." Notice this translation turns it completely around. "A monk asked me that same question once, and 5 years later I have still found no justification for it." "A monk asked me that same question once, and I really couldn't explain it for 5 years." It is a measure of the difficulty and the subtlety of translating the ancient Chinese. I'm told that Chinese has no personal pronouns, making it difficult or impossible to tell who is saying what to or about whom. It has to be figured out from context. This is only one of the more obvious examples of how koans can seem to change their meaning depending on the translation. In case 15 in the Blue Cliff Record, a monk asked Yun Men, "This is not the present function of mind. This is not the matter before me. What is it?" Yun Men cried, "One teaching upside down," or "an upside down statement," or no preaching on oneness. Or it's as you say. What do we make of all that? With any koan, no matter how long we wait, there will never be a translation so definitive that no one ever need do it again. So for 5 years, Zhao Zhou can't explain. Or maybe he can't apologize. Or maybe the monk can't apologize or forgive. Or maybe there is no justification for the question. Or maybe there's no justification for the ultimate way is not difficult, just avoid picking and choosing. What do we do with all that? Should we do more research? Consult other references and experts? Take a poll? Pick and choose which version we like best? Should we get hung up on one of the various translations? Is that really the point of this koan? And if not, what is? In his commentary on the next case in the Blue Cliff Record, Yan Wu says, it's wrong to say either that he had words or didn't have words. Nor will it do to say that his answer neither had nor didn't have words. Zhao Zhou left behind all the permutations of logic. Why? If one discusses this matter, it is like sparks struck from a stone, like flashing lightning. Only if you set your eyes on it quickly can you see it. If you hesitate and vacillate, you won't avoid losing your body and life. So how badly do we need an accurate translation? Either he had words or he didn't. Nor will it do to say his answer neither had nor didn't have words. What do all these possibilities have in common? Explaining, apologizing, justifying. When was the last time Zhao Zhou or any of the great masters bothered to explain or justify anything, let alone apologize? Explaining, justifying, apologizing are all about attachment to the self. We demand explanation. What did you mean by that? We demand justification. Why did you say that? We demand apologies. How dare you say that? Our continuing challenge is to work with what we have and see beyond the words. We can instantly approach the Spirit regardless. If we try to pin down Zhao Zhou or Yunmen with words and meanings, we are entitled to many blows. Did Zhao Zhou say this? Did he say that? You cannot hang your hat on one interpretation or another. Are we trying to figure out Zhao Zhou? Are we asking, gee, what did you mean by that? The ultimate way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing. Is that Zhao Zhou's point of attachment? Is my having skin a point of attachment? Are you attached to your hands, your feet, your bone and blood? Zhao Zhou's words are as much Zhao Zhou as his skin, his bone, or his marrow. Where is the attachment? Attachment itself is an illusion. There's nothing wrong with illusion. But when we identify with it, cling to the illusion, then it becomes willful delusion. There are times, more often than we'd like to admit, when we make the conscious decision to believe something and act on that belief in the face of the evidence before our own eyes. You sit here on the mat, day after day, doing zazen. Is that your attachment? Are you separate from your zazen? Is that even possible? How can you possibly be separate from your sitting, your walking, your working? Isn't that your point of attachment? Has the monk fallen into the trap of demanding an explanation? Maybe. Or maybe he's really sharp and trying to get Zhao Zhou to step into the mud. Another mundo that we've already mentioned. A monk asked, "What is your intention?" The master said, "There is no method to it." This monk of this case is also looking for method, an intention, which is just another way of saying attachment. There is no method, no intention. A monk asked Yun Men, "What is Buddha?" Yun Men shouted, "Shit stick!" Was he intending to shock the monks? Show them that there is nothing holy about anything, not even the Buddha? If so, he is just being a potty mouth. There's no teaching there. Nanchuan cut a cat in two. Did he intend to show the monks about life and death? If so, he is a butcher. Do not look for intent. Do not seek an explanation. Uncharacteristically, here is some advice from the master in which he goes on at some length. The master instructed the assembly, saying, "I will teach you how to speak. If there is a time when someone questions you, just say, 'I've come from Zhao Zhou.' If he asks, 'What does Zhao Zhou say about the Dharma?' just say to him, 'When it is cold, he says it's cold. When it's hot, he says it's hot.' If he further asks, 'I wasn't asking about that kind of thing,' just say to him, 'What kind of thing were you asking about?' If again he says, 'What does Zhao Zhou say about the Dharma?' just say, 'When I left the master, he did not give me any message to pass on to you. If you must know about Zhao Zhou's affairs, go ask him yourself.'" Yes. Don't ask for second-hand information. Find out for yourself. If you ask me, "What is the meaning of Zhao Zhou's 'The ultimate way is not difficult, just avoid picking and choosing'?" Or if you ask me, "Well, what did Zhao Zhou really say?" I just might say, "Go ask him yourself." How will you do that? Where is the Zhao Zhou that you can ask? The ultimate way is not difficult. Just avoid picking and choosing. If one genuinely speaks the truth, not just a true word, but the truth itself, then it is not new. It is not old. It is timeless. Together with all beings, we realize the way.